From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The debate over the importance of kindergarten is over in most of the country. New Hampshire is the only state that does not require its public schools to offer kindergarten. Many do so anyway, but 20% of the state's five-year-olds have no access to public school. The state relies on property taxes to fund education, and some New Hampshire taxpayers say they simply can't afford public kindergarten. New Hampshire Public Radio's Amy Quinton has this report on the debate.
Do you remember from this morning what you're going to do with these? Raise your hand if you remember.
First grade students at Atkinson Academy in Atkinson, New Hampshire, are getting ready for a new lesson. By first grade, most students are expected to know the alphabet, know what sounds letters make, and know how to read small words. In Carla Wilson's class, some students easily read through books on their own.
It says that Benjamin Franklin was born in Boston, Massachusetts.
But other students struggle.
I'm very busy, says mother.
Wilson says it's normal for children to be on different reading levels in first grade, but the gap is much wider here because there is no public kindergarten. Some children have had private daycare, others have had no schooling at all. Wilson says even the books she uses assume that first graders have had kindergarten.
Many districts and states are looking at full-day kindergarten. Many states are looking at public preschool. So the fact that we don't even have a half-day public kindergarten is rather ludicrous, in my opinion.
In the neighboring town of Sandown, parent Desiree Beauvert is picking up her five-year-old daughter from Playmates Learning Center, a private kindergarten. Beauvert says she's happy with the education her daughter is getting, but at almost $200 a week, she can barely afford it.
That's a lot of money. I'm a single parent, so to me there's no other choice, I mean, other than her not going. I think it's horrible. I don't understand it. I guess really I don't understand what other people are thinking.
The other people are the voters in the Timberlane Regional School District. The district includes four towns, all just north of the Massachusetts border. The kindergarten issue has been on the ballot three times, and each time it's failed to get the two-thirds vote needed to pass. This year, the district is asking voters to approve just over $1 million to build kindergarten space. At least $300,000 of that would be raised from local property taxes. Danville resident Tony Caswell has voted against kindergarten before and says he will again this year.
The reason being is the taxes in this town are extremely high as it is, and everything that we vote in, unfortunately, the tax rate goes up. And it's just getting to a point that we can't afford to keep on going.
Because New Hampshire collects no income or sales tax, homeowners have some of the highest property taxes in the country. And all of the 15 school districts that don't offer public kindergarten are in the southern part of the state, where explosive population growth has strained the school systems and meant higher property taxes. Caswell and other Danville residents pay $37 per thousand. Caswell says he thinks it's cheaper for parents to pay for 1 year of private kindergarten rather than having a higher tax rate for a long period of time.
I'm not against public kindergarten. I'm just against the tax rates going up. I believe, and I'll probably be shot for this, that the state needs a state tax.
Educators say districts that don't pay for kindergarten now will end up paying more in the long run. Will Bach is with New Hampshire's Board of Education.
We all know that when you have kindergarten, it cuts down on the high school dropout level. There are higher performance on achievement tests. There's better behavior in the classroom, and the list goes on and on. That spending money for kids to attend kindergarten pays dividends tenfold when you look at other social issues.
No matter how the vote goes in Timberlane, the district may soon be forced to offer kindergarten. State lawmakers will discuss this spring whether to require districts to offer it. For NPR News, I'm Amy Quinton.